Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Hello again, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small-Time Leader podcast. And it's a real treat to have as my guest this Tuesday and Thursday, a person I have admired for years. His name is Philip Van Hooser. Phil is a trusted advisor to major U.S. companies and an award-winning keynote speaker and author. For over 30 years, Phil has been showing business owners, entrepreneurs, and company leaders how to plan, communicate, and execute their responsibilities while engaging and empowering the people they lead. Phil is a master storyteller and a Hall of Fame speaker, leadership trainer, and business writer. Phil has several books. His latest are We Need to Talk, Building Trust When Communication Gets Critical, and his second is Leaders Ought to Know. Phil grew up in Western Kentucky and moved around a bit, and now he and his wife Susan live back in Princeton, Kentucky, a small town you'll hear more about today. All right. Well, Phil, it is so good to see you again. I mean, I met you 20, 30 years ago. Neither one of us can remember, but it's so good of you to be on the podcast today. And you are in what town in Kentucky now?
Little town in Western Kentucky called Princeton, hometown for me. And we moved back a few years ago. It's good to be back.
Thanks for being on the show. And before you tell us about a couple of people in your life who made a big difference for you, I'd like for you to share with me just something you're thankful for today in your life or your career.
Well, Mike, I'm a blessed man. There's no question about that. I've got lots of things that I could claim to be thankful for and not exaggerate in the least. But one thing that's been on my mind a lot in recent days is on the heels of or at the tail end of this pandemic and having been isolated from people for so long, months literally at a time, and now having the opportunity to go back out and speak in person, face-to-face, right in the same room with people. Don't get me wrong, I'm thankful for virtual, I'm thankful for technology, but having that opportunity to be out with people again, I am finding that I took that for granted beforehand. You know, what do they say? You never appreciate something until it's gone. Well, I didn't appreciate fully having the opportunity to be in the same room with you or anyone else for that matter as that I do now. And I've decided at this stage of my career, I'm not going to lose focus on that. I'm going to be thankful every time I get in front of an audience. I'm going to be thankful every time I have the opportunity to spend some time with people. I'm really, really sort of marinating in all of that right now. I appreciate the opportunity to be back in person.
Oh, that's the truth. Thanks for reminding us of that. So we take so much for granted and think about all the complaints they used to have about flying airplanes and going to see people. Yeah. Not anymore. Yeah,
nope,
we are grateful. Well, Phil, tell us about someone who was a small-time leader for you.
You know, that's a great question, Mike. You posed that, and it's made me think. And I've been fortunate to have a lot of people who have made a difference in my life. But one such person, I'd have to go back all the way to early 1980. So that's 41 years ago. I had just graduated from Murray State University and was trying to get a job anywhere, you know, anywhere somebody would hire me. And there was a manufacturing facility in Berea, Kentucky, in the foothills of the Appalachians. And a gentleman by the name of Art Malik was the plant manager of a facility that manufactured forklifts. And I went to interview for an HR job, an entry-level human resources job. And Art Malik actually said, we are not going to hire this guy. And he was pretty adamant about it. He doesn't have the resume. He doesn't have the requisite skills and experience. We're not going to hire him. But another gentleman told him, about my background, coming from a farm and so on and so forth. And anyway, the long and the short of it is he gave me an opportunity. But here's the reason he is in my mind 40 years later. And it's frankly not because he gave me a job. It's because once he gave me a job, he didn't treat me like a kid. I was a kid, 22 years old, but he didn't treat me like a kid. And what he taught me in the 4 years that I worked at that facility, and he was the plant manager all four of those years, he taught me responsibility. He taught me accountability. And maybe the most important of all, now this may sound strange because responsibility and accountability are pretty important, but maybe the most important of all, he taught me to sell my ideas, not just to ask for something. Mm. Everything was about, tell us why we should do this. Don't tell me what you want.
Yeah.
And it made me focus on other people more than myself, quite frankly, and other bigger picture issues. And it instructed or it led me in a lot of ways that and to a lot of places that I probably would have never gone otherwise. And so Art Malik, for those reasons, and of course I could talk more, but for those reasons, he's on my mind as somebody who made a little difference in the beginning that ended up being a big difference over time.
Well, around him, teaching and modeling accountability and helping you understand how to sell your ideas. Can you think of a particular time, an event, something that happened at a point where a story about Art that sticks with you? You probably still talk about it as you speak to in your
profession. Well, yeah, no, it's a fair question. And I'm smiling, even though people can't see me smiling. I'm smiling because I just finished up a new book last week, and I used this example in the book. I was, as I said, an entry-level HR person, and Art was very focused on interaction and involvement, team activities, and so on and so forth throughout the organization. And one thing that he did on a monthly basis was something he called roundtable communication or roundtable meetings with the plant manager. And so he would have a representation of employees from the manufacturing come in for an hour and a half or so just to ask him questions, just for them to have FaceTime, if you will, with the top guy. I was invited to these, not because I was an active participant per se, but I was sort of the scribe. I was writing down what questions came up because after the meetings were over, then I would post these questions so that everybody in the company could see how this dialogue went about. And if one of the questions that was posed needed more explanation by somebody, some particular person in the plant, it was my job to get that information to them, get their response from that, and then post that. And it was all supposed to be done within what they call the 10-day promise. Within 10 days after that meeting, these answers were to be posted in the plant. Okay. It worked great until it didn't. And and I say that because we made that 10-day promise for months on end. But on one occasion, the first occasion that we didn't make the 10-day promise, I submitted one of these questions to the engineering manager for his response. He was to get it back to me so that I could get this up within the 10 days. And he didn't. He didn't get it back to me. And I missed the deadline. And here I am, just a little peon in the organization, as far as I'm thinking. So I was sure that Art would come down hard on the engineering manager because he missed the deadline. I was wrong. He came down hard on me. He said, it was your responsibility. You are accountable for the entire process of making sure. And here's the mistake I made. I tried to make someone else look bad in order to make myself look good. In other words, I turned my attention to the engineering manager and tried to complain that he didn't do it. And Art was having none of it. He said, that is just an excuse. You have to figure out how to work relationships out so that you get your job done and learn the skills necessary, the requisite skills to accomplish that. I'm giving you an abbreviated version of the story, but as unpleasant as that was, and by the way, when I went to the engineering manager to talk to him, I failed. It was a big fail. I was still upset. I was not thinking. I was not planning. Oh. And I ended up getting my rear end chewed out twice in 10 minutes by two different people, by Art and by my boss at the time, which is a record even for me, quite frankly. But at the same time, it's a lesson well learned and a lesson that I've clung to over the years. That number one, we all have a responsibility. We all should be accountable for that which we're responsible. but that we also should never try to make somebody else look bad and not understand why he didn't make the schedule just because it was troublesome or problematic for me. And I will forever be thankful. And that's a little story. I hope it means something for your listeners, but it certainly meant a whole lot for me.
Oh, man. We all had those wake-up calls, those people that were kind or mean enough to do that for us. But you said two things. That is, you learned about being accountable and owning your stuff. The other was you went to talk to the engineer manager and you weren't prepared. Tell us a little bit about that and what that
it was nothing short of painful, Mike. I'll just tell you, I was fueled by passion and emotion, not by logic and reason. And so as soon as the plant manager, Art, finished chewing on me, I thought it was time for me to go chew on someone else. And so I marched myself right into the engineering manager, unannounced. I didn't know what I was going to say. I just knew I was going to say it loud and directly. And frankly, here's another, I'm glad you pointed this out because it's another key lesson that we all need to learn. You can work for months, if not years, building up respect and influence within an organization, and you can lose it within minutes if you're not well-prepared, well-intentioned, and of course, well-communicated, well-spoken in terms of what you're trying to accomplish. Yeah. I could have gone down and had a conversation with, and should have gone down and have a conversation with an engineering manager, but I should have never done it the way that I did it. Luckily, my direct manager, he was there to sort of put me back on the straight and narrow, not in a negative way, but he took this and used it as a learning opportunity, a learning moment, if you will.
Well, man, that's a great story. Thanks for sharing that and reminding us all we can only control what we have, our own self, and be accountable. And it only takes a minute to lose the respect it took you years to gain, for sure. Absolutely. When you tell that story, I thought about Zig always saying, you know, you were kicking the cat after the cat kicked you. Well, Phil, thanks for sharing with us about your friend, your mentor, Art, and what he meant to you. We will see you on Thursday and tell us a story about someone else who made a big difference in your life.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.